step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
With Lucky Land slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Pick up, sleepyhead.
Up and at.
What day is it? Wednesday.
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 All day.
I had no idea.
Oh, man. Where did the time go?
Let's get coffee. A big double shot for you. Keep you up all day.
You've got a show to put on in case you didn't notice.
You are going to love this.
Am I? Really? Sure about that?
99% sure.
Okay, if you say so.
Let's get to it.
Showtime.
The Mixed Morning Fix with John Monroe and Jackson. Starts now.
Ah, yes. Hump day!
Yay!
Good morning to you. The phone lines are open. Love to hear from you at 844-649-1051. Morning, Jackson.
Hi, buddy. Morning.
Morning, producer Danny.
Hello, hello.
Monroe, good morning to you.
Hey, John.
Please tell us this story.
What?
Because you were bragging 2 days ago about how you did this home project and how great the project looked. Do you remember, Jackson? She painted the inside of her fireplace.
Yeah. The bricks.
Painted
that's
the
right.
Bricks.
Yeah.
And you were nervous about it, but you came in on Monday and you were like, I'm the next Joanna Gaines.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I did a good job.
I will say, I told her not to mess with natural brick because once brick is brick.
Yes.
Like once brick is painted, it's never brick again.
And
what happened, Monroe? Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, here's the thing. So I gray washed it, right? So there's a picture of it.
Okay.
Just after I finished.
It looks very nice.
Right? It's great. I love it.
What am I looking at, by the way? Which part of the fireplace am I supposed to be staring at?
The brick.
The actual fireplace itself. The brick. Okay.
I made that gray.
I like that. I think
okay.
It looks nice.
So, but the thing is yesterday I got home and I was looking at it in the light and it dried, right? And I was like, honey,
what happened?
Come look at this. It dried a very pastel lavender.
Oh, it's
sure did.
Yeah, it did.
It looks like Easter.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
It looks like Easter bricks.
Like M&M's
like
when
jelly
they...
beans.
So now I have a pink and purple fireplace.
Holy cow.
What do I do?
What do you do? Do you just paint it again? What's the next step?
I mean,
see how nice and dark that
is.
Yeah,
it looks really good there.
Yeah,
Yeah, I would be proud of that one too.
But it's pink and purple now.
Well, yeah, you just gotta paint it.
Just keep painting it over and over again, right?
Well, because you can't go back to regular brick. Like I told you, you couldn't. I told you it was a bad idea to do this.
You know what I did yesterday?
What'd you did?
Hung a photo. No big deal.
Wow.
Dude, no, that's a huge deal. I mean, you had to get out the nail.
Yep.
You had to get out the tape measure.
You had to do the little laser pointer thing.
John is not a tape measure level stud finder kind of guy. John is a hammer the nail into the wall
eyeball
and
it.
Hopefully it centers.
I am, but my wife was there to yell at me to grab the level because otherwise I would have just... That's exactly. Jackson.
I know you.
That's exactly. And of course, as always, I did the stud finder joke because it never gets old for me.
That's
what it's like in my household 24/7. In fact, there was a time when we moved in, there were so many things to hang. Jen told me to go downstairs and make myself a drink and she just hung it all.
Yeah.
Because I was stressing her
out.
Don't
let me go nearby.
Yeah, the way I was doing it. And I respect that. All right, Monroe, why don't you help us all out on this Wednesday with a nice pocket full of sunshine?
I need it to deal with my pink and purple fireplace.
I know, I'm sorry.
Pastel.
But it looked really good at the beginning.
It did, right?
Yeah,
it looked good
for
when
a second.
It was wet. Maybe I can just keep spraying it down.
Every day, just paint it.
All right. So Ford is starting to make hospital gowns out of airbags. And the cool thing about these is they're actually reusable. Because they're made out of the airbag material. So they're developing a portable battery-powered respirator using parts and technology from their Ford F-150 pickup trucks. The ventilator uses an air blower similar to the one the truck uses in its ventilated seats.
I do find it interesting how when we want to be, how innovative we can be.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, I mean,
when we're forced to, like, do new things, because nobody likes change, right?
Yeah.
And especially, like, manufacturing, you just, you have the whole machine built and you're doing the same stuff and just business as usual. But then...
It's so impressive because then you move up to the bar. I was thinking about this yesterday. I was on this video call and there was an older gentleman who was on it who at the beginning when we were kind of doing this, it was always funny to watch him because the camera was never on him. He's got it down now. He's actually one of the better ones with it. Like he didn't just phone it in and just be like, well, it is what it is. Like he made sure to figure it all out.
And
I was like, look at you go.
I like people who figure things out, and Google their problems.
I, on the other hand, have just given up. So there's either side. There's no
right
answer.
Listen, I still can't figure it out. I'm a mess in those calls. I am a mess.
She is a mess.
You know what, though? She was a mess in live meetings before all this happened. So it's good that she's just sticking to her brand.
Oh, my gosh. I can't begin to tell you how many important meetings I've been in sitting next to Monroe, wishing that I was anywhere else in the room.
I know, because John's the one I look at to like for support. Like, am I right?
And then I got to support her.
And he's just like,
You don't have to, is the thing. You choose to.
Monroe, you whispered something to me before the show this morning, and I felt like we needed to get back to it because it's a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember what it was that you even whispered? It's been an hour now, so I understand if you don't.
I do. It was the text I showed you, right?
Yeah.
The reminder on my phone?
Yes.
Okay. The reminder on my phone. Jackson, I would like to wish you a very happy postponed birthday.
Happy postponed birthday!
Yeah.
Why?
So... last month, your birthday got canceled, and so you said you were going to move it a month.
To today.
Oh.
And so I got my reminder.
It'll be tomorrow, though. My birthday is the 16th.
Can we just...
I mean, not to put a damper on it. I really appreciate the gesture.
What I need everyone to do is just think about this tomorrow, then.
Yeah, we got to remember what we're doing tomorrow morning.
Do it again.
Yeah. Last time I have you keep the calendar. Hey, speaking of coronavirus, what are you feeling when it comes to like having life go back to normal? For example, like celebrating those birthdays, going out and celebrating your birthday, going to the gym, going to the mall, going to a concert. Like, where are you, Jackson? Like the day it's lifted, are you going?
So we're assuming it's all just the way it was before, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Fantasy world.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's even better than it was before.
Yeah.
I am going to walk to the coffee shop next to my house. Mm. I am going to sit down and I am just going to enjoy a cup of coffee around people again.
Yes. Okay. Same.
That's all I want.
Same.
That's all. I just want to have coffee in public again with my friends. That's all. Yep. I don't think that's a lot to ask for. Mm-hmm. TBH.
Danny, you're exactly the same.
Or I'd
huh?
go shopping. I'd go to the mall.
Okay.
Just be around people.
You want to be bumping into people at the mall again?
I want to
not bumping, but I want to like see people.
Okay.
Getting irritated with people on Facebook's not the same as getting irritated with them in real life.
Monroe?
Ugh. My perfect day?
Yes.
I'm going to go shopping. I'm going to go to Target for hours.
Oh, how many carts?
3 hours. Yeah. Oh, I'm going to raid those clearance end caps. And then I'm going to go to dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to go to a movie.
Do you have a restaurant already in mind?
Yeah.
What is it?
The Wasatch Broiler.
Okay. Yeah.
So good. All right. It's right by the movie theater by my house.
Mm-hmm.
And so we do that, and then we go to a movie, get popcorn, and candy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh!
And then I'm going out. I'm going to go out to the bar.
You going clubbing, Danny?
Yes.
That's what you're doing? You're
I'm going to go to the zoo again.
Okay.
I'll tell you what. I bought that aviary membership because I love going to the aviary and hanging out. I haven't been able to use
That's
it for
right.
like 2 months now.
21% of people will not feel comfortable going back to the gym for at least 6 months after the coronavirus pandemic ends.
Yeah.
That's already a dirty place. Yeah.
Well, and I wonder how many of those people were going to the gym in the first place. I can't. What was the percent again?
21%.
21% say, well, I actually think it was closer to 70% of people who weren't going to the gym when it was, you know, around.
I guess
so.
When it opens up, I'm going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fair.
24% of people will not feel comfortable going to a shopping mall for at least 6 months after the coronavirus. So, Danny, you were talking about how you want to go shopping. A lot of people, one-fourth will wait that long. 27% of people will not feel comfortable going to a concert for at least 6 months. All right, let's talk about this, because May 1st right now was the date, meaning technically there could be a summer concert.
Right.
Technically, in this fantasy world that we're talking about right now.
We could get some of them rescheduled.
Would you go to a concert this summer?
Yeah.
You would?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I'm a freak about washing my hands and keeping my distance from people anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Not because it's germy, just because I think everyone's disgusting.
Right.
So I haven't been terribly worried about that anyway. What I would be more worried about is everyone else just spreading it among the whole entire crowd.
They
and then we just get locked back up in our house.
1/3 of concert goers could catch it if someone is like infected.
Because of how quickly it spreads.
Yeah,
30%.
Big. Danny, would you go to a concert?
Well, now that you say that, probably not.
No.
I would just wait.
Yeah. Monroe?
Nope. No way.
How long?
Listen,
uh-huh.
I'm concert jaded anyway.
Yeah,
but
I know.
I'm going to say, I don't know. I don't know when I feel comfortable. I honestly don't have a time frame.
For anything? Like, you'll go to a movie theater, though.
I'll go to a movie theater, yeah, but there's fewer people there.
But you're sitting in a seat that's been sat in 20, 30 times before by someone who could be coughing on it or wiping their nose.
Yeah, but
I that's
just,
okay. It's different.
Take a Purell wipe. You're fine.
It feels different to me. It just feels different. I don't know.
So that's what I'm curious about. Two questions, and we want to hear from you. Would you go to a concert? And also, what is your plan? Like, everyone's talking. It's like winning the lottery at this point. Like, what are you going to do when, you know, social distancing is lifted and the quarantine's lifted? Like, where are you going to go? What's your first move? Yesterday, you know, I talked about how Lent was lifted and I tried to go to Starbucks. Hey, I had to go to 3 different Starbucks.
Mm.
Like, what is your thing? What are you thinking about right now? You could call or text us. Hi, Max. Who's this?
Hey, it's Joe from Austin.
What up, Joe? How you doing, buddy?
Not much. I was just calling about your topic about what you would do if you could get away from all this quarantine stuff.
Yeah, so let's say if tomorrow it all opened up and quarantine was over, like, what are you doing first?
Personally, if I had the money, I'd be going to Disney first. I'm a truck driver, so I'm out amongst all this stuff anyways, and I can tell you from personal experience driving across the West Coast, people aren't actually staying home like they're supposed to be. I can't tell you how many people outside coughing and out on the road and trying to take their boats to the lake and stuff like that. So it really doesn't bother me. So I'd go probably the most public place that I could just to have the most fun.
Disneyland it is. I think a lot
That's
of people.
Good.
We all need a little Disneyland in our
Wouldn't
life
that
right
be great?
Now. Don't we? Joe, thanks for doing the driving right now, man. We really do appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks.
This text says, I would go to the gym right away. It'll just be, I hate when the gym's full like it is in January. It's true. So actually, mm-hmm. you know, not a lot of people will go to the gym at the beginning. So might have all the machines to yourself.
That's a great point.
I told my wife that that's where I would go, was mm-hmm. the gym. And she's like, but it's, you know, it's not safe. And I'll go. And I said, well, I could, you know, clean the equipment. She goes, yeah, you could clean the equipment.
But will you?
But you will not clean the equipment.
I know that cleaning the equipment can be done. I just don't think it can be done by you.
She does not have faith in my ability.
Yeah, I get
to
it.
Clean.
I wouldn't
said.
Either,
yeah.
TBH.
This says, I just want to go to dinner with my sisters and my parents. I miss them so much. Yeah, I bet your mom will be over, Monroe, like right away.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like day one.
She keeps asking if she can just drive by to see the kids.
Yeah.
I'm like, no.
No.
Stop it.
It's so important for you to just stay inside.
Chill out, mama.
Go to California to see family and Disneyland. We've been planning, but it was postponed because of the coronavirus.
Mm.
Oh, man. I feel bad for anyone who's had to cancel, like, vacations
mm-hmm.
during this time.
Yeah.
Especially, like, a big one that you've been saving up on and you've been planning on. And
yeah, I feel bad for everybody who had to cancel reality. At this point, I just feel bad for everybody. It all sucks for everyone.
I was supposed to be in Mexico this weekend.
Oh, that's right.
You were supposed to be in Mexico.
Wow.
Man.
Also,
that was a long time ago when we were talking about that.
Yeah, our flights, man, we're going to have to talk about that later because I'm not getting my money back ever.
No, yeah, we're definitely going to talk about that. This says, when the virus is lifted or the quarantine is lifted, the first place I'm going to go to is take my kids to the Clark Planetarium.
Oh, that's fun.
That's a good one. Yeah, I didn't think about my kids as entertainment. I feel like I've been doing enough entertaining.
They're fine.
Yeah.
I feel like if anything, kids are like, this is like the best time of their life because parents are really trying to parent pretty hard right now.
They need friends.
Yeah.
I can tell you, my daughter just broke down
when
yesterday.
The announcement That's happened rough. From the governor.
Yep, she broke.
I know.
That hurt her. And I was like, I'm so sorry. And then there was an earthquake.
Watching these Google meetups and the kids like being able to be social with their classmates is like the most heartwarming and heartbreaking looking thing right. at the same
they
exact
need little
time.
People.
This says 100% the first thing I'll do is get a haircut. My hair has so many split ends. Jackson, that's like
Girl.
You.
You're telling me. I
you
can't.
Don't have to wait.
I do, though.
You don't, though, because I have a Flowbee in my office.
I know you do, which is why I'm waiting even longer.
Flowbee.
Flowbee.
Absolutely.
Absolutely not.
Honestly, I'll just be excited to see my family and friends. We have a trip planned the beginning of May to go back to Montana. I haven't seen my friends in 3 years. My family has only seen my 4.5-year-old 3 times. I really hope this does not mess up our plans. Yeah, as of now, we only know until May 1st, so we'll kind of lean in this together and we'll see. And keep just dreaming of a world where we can go out and do things once again. Monroe. Go ahead, give us a pocket full of sunshine.
Well, I wanted to do a follow-up. So remember the 99-year-old World War II vet?
Yes, I do.
So to refresh your memory, he broke his hip.
Okay.
And, you know, that's usually like a death sentence.
Yeah, it is.
You know, but he's recovered. And now he has to walk as part of his physical therapy, but he can't leave his house. So he's walking back and forth on his balcony so slow because it's a broken hip. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Poor
and he's
buddy.
99 years old. So he decided as motivation, he wanted to raise money for charity, right? So he's walking laps on his patio for charity. Now, he initially just wanted to raise $1,000, right? He just wanted that $1,200.
Yeah, just
whatever.
Be like, hey, I did something. I was mm-hmm. It was nice to help. Uh-huh.
And when I told this story, he had raised $500,000.
Yeah.
Amazing. Well, guess what? It's now up to $5 million.
$5 million?
In 1 week.
Holy cow.
He raised $5 million.
You know, we have talked about doing a 5K here in the building mm-hmm. where we just run around the loop. Maybe it's time to do that if this guy's bringing in $5 million.
I mean.
Yeah, but we're not, you know, war veterans. We're not 99 years old.
But I'm cute. So,
you are adorable.
So we have that.
Listen,
we can hang our hats on that. I have been for the last little while.
Flowbee haircut.
Flowbee haircut. Think of how much money we can.
Flowbee.
Flowbee. Flowbee. Flowbee. You will touch me with that Flowbee over my dead body. You can cut my corpse's hair with that Flowbee. How does that grab you?
Well, I'm intrigued. Jackson, Showbiz Beat.
That's right, buddy. And Showbiz Beat is all powered by Getaway Today. Okay. There is a new celebrity memoir hitting the streets. Now, I know that John and Monroe, we haven't had this conversation before, I don't think. But John's not a huge fan when I'm excited about celebrity memoirs, because that's pretty much all I read. I love celebrity
memoirs.
I don't like them.
I don't get it. The only one that ever interests me, which I still didn't read, was the Jessica Simpson one.
Yes, because she talked trash on everybody. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But I've read like every single Chelsea Handler. I've read all, like Mindy Kaling's books are all hilarious.
Yeah, I know you like them.
If a celebrity writes a memoir, I will probably read it. Mm-hmm. TBH. Well, this one, I think all of us are going to have to book club, honestly, because on July 21st, we are getting a memoir from Alex Trebek.
No way.
Yeah. Oh. So remember, he's fighting pancreatic cancer right now.
Yeah.
So he has a lot. I'm sure this was in the works anyway, but I'm interested to see what his life is like now that he's still working through stage 4 cancer.
Let me ask you this, though. Is there enough interesting stuff that has happened in Alex Trebek's life?
That's what I want to know.
Okay.
Honestly.
Yeah. I don't know enough about him, to be honest with you.
He's like a beloved... Well, and that's what he says. He
yeah.
says specifically, quote, "I want people to know a little more about the person that they have been cheering on for this past year." So he wants to open up, which is crazy because Alex Trebek has always been like the straight man, right? Like,
that's what I kinda,
he gets up, he reads his questions very clearly.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where
prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Occasionally we'll make a joke that trends on Twitter because Alex Trebek made a joke finally.
Yeah.
But that's about it. I want to know everything about him now. Like, maybe he's got, like, a whole secret life we don't know about.
Whole dark side of him.
I know, he's all, I hate trivia.
Or, like, yeah, I got really into fighting fish.
Right.
I'd like to go down. Oh, yeah. I go underneath a market. I watch these fish fight for money.
I get two betas.
Exactly. So, I don't know. Maybe Alex Trebek is a Siamese fish fighter. I don't know.
If so, all of a sudden, kind of interested.
But it'll all be in his memoir July 21st, which I'm pretty excited about. Around this time yesterday, we talked about how ABC is releasing a new show tomorrow called the Disney Family Sing-Along.
Yeah.
Which sounds really exciting. I'm actually jazzed about it because it's going to be big-name celebrities singing your favorite Disney songs. And, like, they'll have the words up on the screen. You can follow along with the fam. It's going to be really cool. Yeah. Well, they finally announced who tomorrow's show is going to be with, and it's the cast of High School Musical.
Oh.
Which I know is huge, specifically in Utah.
Now, when we say cast of High School Musical, am I only getting Corbin Blue?
No. Corbin Blue will be there.
Okay.
You hater. But so will Ashley Tisdale.
Nice.
Vanessa Hudgens.
Wow.
Which what? I was surprised about. Oh, I didn't think Disney was going to work with her ever again. Yeah. And Zac Efron. They all agreed to it. Yeah.
Okay.
So they'll be singing from their homes, remember? So it's not an actual, like, cast reunion.
Either way.
But it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It's still going to be really fun.
Yeah, it's Zac Efron singing again.
So that'll be tomorrow night on ABC. You can Google all of the details because I don't have them in front of me.
Yeah.
And finally, speaking of ABC, actually, the producers of American Idol will not let the coronavirus affect the show. So they kicked off pretty much right as all this happened.
Yeah.
So they had all of the auditions pre-taped, but this is now the round where they're supposed to go live. That has not happened yet. So what they're doing is Ryan Seacrest will be hosting from L.A., while Katy Perry broadcasts from L.A., Lionel Richie, I believe, is in New York, and Bobby Bones and Luke Bryan are in Nashville.
Yeah.
So they're going to all be teleconferencing in, so it's like the worst Zoom meeting of your entire life. Because there's no real, like, way to rein them in at that point.
Yeah.
But then on top of that, you have the auditioners, the contestants, singing live from their homes.
Oh, I feel bad for those contestants.
Eh.
Yeah, I know. Well, this is like your one shot, though, and you're on TV, especially when everyone's watching TV.
That's a big deal.
And this is how you're being portrayed.
No, I read that American Idol was not doing well in ratings, though.
Really?
Yeah. It's really down.
Last week, they hit like an all-time low. And that's at a time when TV viewership across the board is up. So that's not looking great for American Idol. But they put too much money into it.
I'll tell you, I don't know if you watched The Voice last night.
Uh-uh.
Our boy.
Tate.
Yeah,
I saw the rumor on the street.
No.
Yeah, Tate Brusa.
He's still a great singer.
Listen.
Yeah.
He's still cool in my book.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, the top 20 singers are all going to sing remotely from their own homes. So now I don't know who's running the production team over at American Idol. But wrangling 20 contestants and then celebrities as flighty as, like, Katy Perry, I don't know what you're going to do. That sounds like a lot of work.
You just throw the train wreck up on screen and you go, well, that'll fill an hour.
TV magic. that's your showbiz beat.
Thank you, Jackson. You're in charge. It is completely your show right now. You get to choose the news. Pick from these three stories. Jackson's story is...
Hi, this is my new boyfriend. He's 92 years old and he's a chandelier.
Monroe.
Very handsome. Things that we are doing to improve our mental health during the outbreak.
And I've got, hello, I'm not quite dead yet. As we go and we check out the votes here, I want to start with YouTube because I know people are streaming us on live.
Yes,
they like to vote during the chats. How are we doing there, Jackson?
John, you got a vote. All right.
And
have a great day.
All right. Thank you. Back to you, John.
Back to you, John.
Monroe, I need some help with that right now. This text says, voting for John. Oh, how I've missed my mix fix. Thank goodness for the apps. Awesome. Yeah.
Oh, good.
Don't forget, even when you're not in the car, we could be hanging out with you on the Mix app, totes, on Alexa and Google, on YouTube. Love the Monty Python quote. Got to go with John. Thank you for getting that. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even get that.
I thought you would. I figured you.
I've never seen a Monty Python before, so. Don't know.
I don't know.
Do a break about that.
If you would love it.
I probably wouldn't. Really? That's why I don't want to see it.
I mean, we grew up with it, but I don't think it holds.
It doesn't hold up.
I really don't think so.
Like, unless you grew up with it, you probably don't like it.
Yeah. This is I'm going with Monroe's story because a lot of people are struggling during the pandemic, which affects our mental health. How can we improve it during these crazy times? Great question. Well, let's just tally up the votes here. The winner today at 60% of the votes is Monroe!
Yeah! Get it, girl!
Really? Well, that is surprising. It shouldn't be, but...
Act like you've been there.
Yeah.
That's what they say, right?
Of course.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Of course I won. Was it ever up for debate? Okay, things that people are doing to try to improve their mental health right now. Surprisingly enough, streaming TV shows for 8 hours a day isn't going to quite cut it.
That's not enough?
That's not enough.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man. So, I've been doing it wrong.
So, number five is just performing an act of kindness. Just doing something simple, even if you're, you know, knocking on someone's door and just saying, hey, just wanted to make sure you guys are okay.
You know, and you're right. And I was driving in this morning thinking, like, I haven't done enough lately because I've been isolating so much. I'm like, you really haven't been helping people the way that you try to
do.
Dude,
yesterday was a rough day.
Yeah.
For all of us. And then, you know, the earthquake.
Yeah.
But I had a friend that just came by and dropped off a bottle of wine.
That's cool.
And left it on my doorstep. And then she stood out in the street and just kind of waved. And we yelled at each other for a minute. But, man, that was really helpful.
Yeah.
That's really awesome.
Yeah, I like that.
Cheered me up. Number four is make plans for the future. Mm-hmm. You know, this isn't the end. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, this isn't how we're going to close things out. So start making plans. And I started doing that with the kids last night. I'm like, all right, so what are we going to do this summer? You know, what are we going to do next fall? You know, what are some of your favorite things? We started making lists.
I think summer's a little soon. I'd like to start planning Halloween costumes.
Yes.
If you want to.
There you go.
I am very much looking forward to Halloween. That is like that I think is when we're going to kind of be normal. Yeah, okay. That's what I've decided on. Through no scientific evidence.
No.
That's just what I'm like, yep, that's when the world's going to be okay again.
You know, with my kids, yesterday, as soon as the governor announced that school's done for the year, going back at least, we started talking about next year, third grade, first grade, and how exciting that's going to be. Like, just trying to keep it as positive as possible.
Yeah, man. Because
it's
was
hard.
Not helping.
Yeah.
My daughter, she loves her teacher this year. Ugh. It's the best teacher she's ever had.
Yeah.
And all her friends are in her class. Like, she is just devastated.
Yeah, that sucks.
Okay, number three is limit your news consumption. It's important to stay informed, but you don't need to read the dirty details all the time.
Yeah.
So, I've started because I want to know the Utah total. Like, I need to know that this is working and we're not having a huge outbreak. So I have like one website that I go to and I check it really quick and then I get off immediately.
Yeah.
Because
it's hard. It's called death scrolling. Where you
scroll. Is that a real
doom
thing?
Scrolling. Doom scrolling. Is that what it is?
Doom
yeah.
Scrolling.
Doom scrolling. Yeah.
Yeah. And you keep reading more and more. Like I started breezing past like the governors and the Trump thing yesterday. And I'm like, nope, not going to go there.
Yeah.
Not going to do it. Increase your exercise. I know that it's really hard to do that right now, but I just went out and my son, we went to someone up in the school. They left like little soccer nets up.
Oh, that's okay. Cool. That's fun.
So we walked up there and we just kicked a ball around for a minute. Man, like just the
getting outside.
Night and day difference.
Yeah,
really.
A tiny bit of exercise, just going on a walk can definitely help.
And I'll also say, I got these really great, no one can go to the gym right now, but I got these really great resistance bands for $11 on Amazon.
Really?
Top notch.
Oh,
they're
great.
And
they have
you can do pretty much anything on the machine.
Oh, yeah. And then you can look on YouTube and they have tons of videos, like workout videos with them. They're really cool. And then the number one thing is just check in with loved ones.
Yeah.
right? Mm-hmm. So you don't feel so alone.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's a good one as well. Jackson's story and my story will be told in today's podcast. Make sure you download that podcast. All right, during Choose the News, asked you to start calling in and texting us your bad date stories. Why? Well, we're taking a break from the second date update. We don't want to be encouraging people going out on dates. In fact, we were talking just yesterday about how Jackson, you said like Tinder is sending all these messages like, hey, stop dating.
Yeah, I'm getting them from like a lot of the dating apps.
Yeah.
And pretty much all social media as well. We'll get like push notifications, and Tinder even went so far as to allow people to swipe in other cities. They call it GPS. You get GPS for free for the next month.
Really?
So, like, I've been swiping in Australia. I've been swiping all over Europe. It's not bad.
Okay.
Yeah, New Zealand.
And the idea is you can have just some FaceTime that way.
You can, like, meet people who are also trapped in their houses around
all
the
right.
world.
That's because cool.
They're like, well, you're not meeting people in person anyway, so you may as well meet these cool people in France.
I like that.
All right.
So what we thought we would do is we'd actually go back and kind of lean on you and your best bad date stories. So these are the stories that maybe when you're all sitting around at a party and you're trying to one-up each other with your bad date story, you pull this one out. And each week we have two people call in, compete against each other, and then we have you vote on Instagram at Mix1051 Utah. It's the bad date bracket as we say good morning to Ariel. Good morning, Ariel.
Hi, how are you?
Doing excellent. You're going to be going head-to-head against Whitney today. Good morning, Whitney.
Good morning.
All right. So, again, I'm going to have Ariel go first, and then we'll ask you, Whitney, to share your bad date story. So, Ariel, let's hear your bad date.
Okay. So, I grew up here in Utah in Roy. I'm not LDS, but I've dated a few gentlemen who were, and
sure.
I've had plenty of friends who are. It's like, how can you not when you live here, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'm actually Jewish. I'm not sure if you know this, but we actually have a really strong community here in Utah for Jewish people. It's pretty awesome.
Oh, that's cool. I didn't know that. No.
Yeah. Yeah, we do. It's a very strong community. It's great. But I met this guy named Cody, and we went out for dinner. And I didn't want him to be uncomfortable, so I didn't order a drink or anything.
Nice.
But the whole night, Cody was like, flipping things in, like, when can I send the elders over? It was like, oh, the word elders was like, oh, that's okay. Or if you want to talk about my faith and see why, blah, blah, blah.
Oh,
blah.
Yeah, the old open the door, walk on in. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, the whole thing just felt less like a date and more like he was trying to convert me. It was just really weird. But the kicker was, as we were saying goodnight, and he had me at the end of the night, he said to me, it'll be exciting when we dunk you. Like that
oh,
time.
Oh, no.
When we dunk you?
No.
It was really awkward. And I'm like, I'm not sure if he was joking. He may have meant it as a joke. He wasn't like, he didn't come across as like a particularly funny guy. So maybe it was just a joke that fell flat, but like it was a major turn off.
Can't wait to dunk you.
Oh, God.
I say the same thing to John, but I'm not baptizing him. I'm giving him a swirly.
He's just a big bully here in the building. All right, Ariel. Wow.
That was really good.
That's a fantastic story. Okay. Whitney, are you there still?
I'm here.
Okay. Let's hear your bad date story.
All right. So I had been single for a while after a long-term relationship, and I decided to go on a dating app. And at the time, this was all still relatively new. So on the dating app, that's where I met Caleb, and we had a drink, we had fun, it was a really good first date, and the next day, Caleb's mom hit me up on Facebook.
I'm sorry? The mom?
Yep, this guy, one day, his mom found me on Facebook, and she warned me not to string Caleb along. So I saved the message forever. I have told the story so many times. I remember the message completely. She said, my baby boy has been hurt too many times. I don't want you to reach out unless you feel him in your
Nope.
So, I want you to know that both Monroe and producer Danny both had like this physical reaction to like what had happened there. Yeah. Can I ask how old you are? Just baby boy. I'm curious.
Oh, yeah, baby boy. We were both in our 30s.
In your 30s, of course.
You better believe
it. Yeah. Oh, my
gosh. You better believe it.
So how's that date going? You're still dating him, I take it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, not so much. All right, so we have Ariel's story. I'm going to call him the dunker.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The dunker.
And then we have Whitney's story. We'll call him Mama's boy.
Oh, the mother boy.
The mother boy.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have dunker, the dunker, or the mother boy. Who has the worst date story? You could text us right now, Jackson.
At 844-649-1051.
844-MIX-1051.
Or you could vote online on our Instagram page, at Mix1051Utah. Hey, Ariel and Whitney, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Take care.
I will tell you this. The dunker story with the bad date bracket. Crushing it right now.
Yeah, really? People were not happy about the dunker.
I think the mom for sure.
I was in the studio, both Monroe and producer Danny, when it came to the mother's boy thing. You guys had a reaction that it was like, no, that's an out.
Possible personal experience.
I'm sorry that, you know,
Excuse me.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm sorry, my mom's better than yours.
And there was another mother here in the studio who might be just as protective of her son one day when he's dating.
Way worse. You know it.
Not pointing any fingers. But here we are. If you missed the bad date bracket stories, go to our podcast, Mix1051, or the Mix Morning Fix on any of the podcast directories. All right, it's time for Dare Week. We're back to it. Day number three. Jackson has now...
I've had to do all the dares so far.
You've won two days in a row.
No, that's not a win.
Yeah.
And you know it.
So let's see if we can keep that streak alive today. Monroe, do you mind going over to the Wheel of Dares and giving that sucker a spin? So here's how it works. The wheel is separated into three different names, myself, John, or Jackson, or Monroe. Whatever it lands on, then you have to put your hand in the cup of dares and perform said dare. When you're ready, Monroe, give it a spin. Did we put the weight on it to make sure it lands on Jackson
again?
I didn't
get to do my inspection.
Right, just want to make sure. All right, it's going around, and it's slowing down.
No way!
I am inspecting the wheel tomorrow. I am inspecting the wheel tomorrow, and I am spinning. I'm spinning
it. It's landed in a different slot, though, every day.
It's not at the same one each and every time. When we didn't even build the wheel. Producer Danny built the wheel.
Yeah, she's...
Are you saying that I should just implicitly trust Danny?
Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying. You might not trust Monroe and I.
I'm saying I 0% trust you guys. And I know that Danny's working for you. She's in your back pocket.
Monroe, do you mind grabbing the cup o' dares?
I hate this.
Yeah, and bring it over to Jackson. By the way, yesterday Jackson had a freestyle rap, which was just glorious. If you missed it.
It was so good.
It was so good. It'll be on our highs and lows.
Danny is looking at me through the window right now. She's saying, I'm so sorry. Call the fifth contact in your phone and tell them about your date for no apparent... Like the fifth person I called, or there's just like I open it up and I call them?
The fifth contact to me would be you open up your...
Alphabetically?
Your contacts. You scroll to number 5 and then we call said person. That's how I would do it.
Well, what if it's like not okay to call this person?
That's the fun of doing the whole thing.
Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I don't even think this person's alive anymore.
Wow.
I don't know who the people above or below him
the
are.
The Wheel of Dares gets really dark real
Why
fast.
Why are there like 9 atoms in my phone?
We could do the fifth person you've called. I'm fine
with
let's
do your recent.
How about we play a song and we'll sort this out off air.
Okay. Up next, Jackson's calling someone and telling them about his day. Like it or not, it's a Wheel of Dares.
The worst.
All right. We've been fighting about it off air. We're going to go with the fifth person Jackson has called in his contacts because we were going through his address book, and there's a lot of names in there where, you know, we don't know. There's a lot more atoms. I didn't think you were telling the truth.
There are like 9 atoms in there. I'm not kidding.
Wow.
Well, and a lot of them just have the last name Tinder, and I really don't want to call those people.
So we're going with the fifth person he's talked to, and the idea is we're going to just pick up and we're going to call.
Uh-huh.
And then you're going to just have to tell this person your day. They're going to say hello, and you go for it, okay?
Yeah.
That's all. Okay.
I guess you're the one making the rules here, dog.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
I want you to be honest about your day. I don't want you to show
How honest do you want me? Because I'm not so sure.
That's a good point.
I can't believe this is happening again.
I don't even know who are you calling?
My roommate.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, because I only talked to like 4 people. If it wasn't my roommate, it was going to be you or my dad or my grandma.
What if my phone just started ringing?
<It's so funny. laughs> I don't think anyone's going to answer their phone, man.
The Wheel of Dare is off to a great start this year.
I tell you what.
Please leave your message for...
Veronica?
Oh, so not hang up after the tone or anything.
You
got to
tell her your day.
I know. Hi, V. I know we just saw each other like 12 hours ago, but I apparently need to call you and tell you about my day. I woke up this morning and the cats were all pretty mad. And then after consoling them for a while, I did some research for the show and had a couple cups of coffee and. Then it was all about the number two.
wow.
Just so you guys know that I'm ready. Yeah, yeah. If you want me to do this, this is going to be you too. Then I drove to work. Do I have to detail every single thing I did?
I believe so, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Got into work, dealt with John, or as we know him, the problem. And then I lost Wheel of Dares again. Again, for a third time.
Yeah.
And I hate this so much.
Veronica, hi, it's John.
Hi, V.
You're what's up,
clowns.
V?
You're yeah, all V. Clowns.
Just want to say hi, and Jackson won
I'm
again.
I'm sorry to interrupt your work day, because I know that you actually work and have a job that's important.
Just going to hang up there. Hey, congratulations on winning again, man. I'm proud of you.
I want to go
you
home.
Did it. Let's play Mix Home Score.
Yeah.
As we could say good morning to Ryder. Good morning, Ryder.
Good morning.
Ryder's in fifth grade, goes to Traverse Mountain Elementary School. Been hanging out at home, playing with his dog. You said it was a Labradoodle?
Yeah.
Aww.
Cute.
What's your dog's name?
Mookie.
Oh,
that's
so
awesome. Ryder, have you listened to us play Mix Homeschool before?
Yeah.
How do you think you're going to do today when you go head-to-head against Jackson with trivia?
I think I'm going to win.
Think you're gonna win? Take that,
very bold, Ryder. All right, let's do it.
Well, Jackson's been winning a lot at the Wheel of Dares, so I'm gonna warn you of that, Ryder.
That's not a win.
Five trivia questions. Answer the most correct, and we're gonna buy you lunch from Corner Bakery Cafe, where you can go right now and order for through Grubhub, DoorDash, or just through social distancing on their website as well. Ryder, are you ready?
Yeah.
A scientist who studies rocks is called a what?
Geologist.
That is correct.
Good job.
Solid.
Nice.
I'm glad, too, because I had no idea how to throw out a hint with geology.
Oh, I was going to say geo.
So that.
Cool hint.
So yeah, that. 1 point for you, Ryder, as we go on to number two. In what country were the Olympic Games invented?
Greece.
Dang.
Nice job.
What?
Okay. Real smart.
Well, never mind then. We're not going to help at all. He's doing okay. Yeah.
I would actually encourage you not to help at all moving forward.
Just in general, you
say. Thank you.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, number three, Ryder, here we go. How many Great Lakes are there?
Five.
That is correct.
Are you serious?
Monroe looked at me. Like, what are you doing even asking a question like that?
So
like,
funny.
How dare you?
Well, fifth grade's all about geography.
She gave me a mom face.
I just guessed.
You just guessed?
Oh, good job.
Ryder, you're going to be all right in this life.
Nah,
Ryder's
pretty
lucky.
Good guesser.
Trust your instincts.
I'm taking Ryder to Wendover. Mm, we're going to win some money right now.
No.
All right, Ryder, here's your next one. What is the hardest natural substance?
Girl's best friend.
Oh, that's a good way. Yeah.
Girl's best friend?
Diamond?
That is correct.
Diamond?
He's also popular with the ladies.
Maybe we ask Monroe the trivia questions first.
Yeah. And if she can answer them, then we can turn it over to elementary schoolers.
Right, exactly. Ryder, very smart. Doing your school well. As we go on to our final one, which state was the 50th state to join the Union? So the 50th state to become part of these United States of America.
Hawaii?
That is
good
correct.
Good job.
A clean sweep.
Good work, Ryder.
Ryder, so good.
Yes.
So smart.
I'm impressed, man.
You did it. Not only are we going to buy you lunch from Corner Bakery Cafe, we're going to send you this audio. You can send it off to your teacher, to your classmates, to your family, and be like, look how smart I was on the show, okay?
Okay,
hey,
thanks.
Thanks so much for listening and being a part. We do appreciate it. Off air, Jackson wished me a happy National Ham Day, which I did not realize.
It's actually spiral cut glazed ham day.
Oh, so specifically.
It's very specific, but I wasn't sure if you got a spiral cut glazed ham.
We did.
Boom. Yeah. There it is. Because you said during Easter, obviously you didn't have the whole family over, but you still cooked the entire Easter dinner.
Jen made a 10-pound ham.
Ham
for myself and her, our 6-year-old and our 8-year-old. So you can imagine the leftovers we have in the house of this 10-pound ham.
It's an awful lot of pig, dude.
Had a lot of ham sandwiches.
Uh-huh.
Ham juice.
Uh-huh. Right. Yeah. Ham shakes
is fantastic.
Delicious. A ham McFlurry.
Yeah, of course. She made split pea soup with a lot of it.
Oh, yeah. I love split pea.
And I love her recipe usually, but this one's like a smoothie. Like,
is it thick?
Yes.
I love it.
Do you?
I'm about that.
See, half a bowl fills me up, and I'm a volume.
You are a volume
guy. I am.
You like to snack little bits, but all day long.
Constantly.
Yeah, you like to eat as much as possible for as little calories.
Yes.
I respect
that. So I'm having a hard time with this, the split pea soup.
I'd imagine.
Yeah, the amount it is. But
well, you keep me notified on this ham.
I want to know
when you finally finish all this ham.
6 pounds to go.
Ham.
All right. Oh, that's the wrong one. Let's get to the show biz beat.
2 days in a row,
bud. I know.
It's great. All right. Amy Schumer has officially changed her son's name. Okay. So when he was born, his name was Gene Attell Fisher.
Right. Dave Attell is like a good friend.
Right. A huge influence in her life. She wanted to honor a comedian, Dave Attell.
Yeah.
Well, what she didn't realize is that Gene Attell didn't sound great. All right.
Yeah.
Turns out they didn't think too much ahead of time, which is bad news because as a comedian, you should always be thinking of the messed up things you could call someone based on their name.
And I'll tell you, when you start coming up with names, once you have that first name, you start thinking of that middle name and what will kids
do? You don't realize how many Brandons you hate until your wife wants to name your son Brandon.
You're not wrong. You are not wrong.
No, it's that sort of thing where like, ugh, no, I can't name him Kyle. There was this fourth grade Kyle.
We had a list of names that we were like,
no,
there's
sir.
No way.
Not about that.
I will not
that.
Call my son that name.
Exactly. You can't.
No.
You absolutely can't.
Yeah.
Not that I have a problem with Brandons, you know, or anything.
Yeah.
But
right.
We know how Brandons
are.
Oh,
man. Brandon's always acting up.
Yeah. So instead of being Genital Fisher, his name is now Gene David Fisher. So I'm not sure where they got the G or the David. I'm sure it's, you know, a family name.
Yeah.
But Dave Attell. Duh.
Oh.
So they just went with his first name instead of his last name.
Makes
God,
sense.
I'm dumb. It's so hard being this dumb. No one tells you.
Is it exhausting?
It's exhausting, man. Yesterday I had to edit so much out of the podcast
because
I was just dumb over and over and over again. It's been a rough couple weeks.
Listen.
And we're losing it.
We're all trying to get through this.
All right. Bookies are kind of bored right now. There's no sports to bet on.
Oh, yeah.
But it's still a huge industry, and they still got to be doing something. So they have started placing bets on pretty much anything you could think of, including The Masked Singer. So bookies released their numbers on who might be the banana on The Masked Singer. You're still watching?
I haven't been watching it as much this season. Just, I got burnt.
There's a lot going on,
man.
Yeah.
We're watching Full House a lot right now in my house. I need to go back.
Comfort food.
Yeah.
Just easy to watch, old-fashioned comfort food.
We eat a lot of pasta and watch old TV shows right now.
Yeah. Old TV shows are essentially digital comfort food.
Yeah,
it's excellent.
It is.
It's so nice to just be able to relax and watch
I don't understand how a bookie can do this when, you know, they already know who the people are. Like, if you broke the right kneecap, you'd be able to find out who the Masked Singer.
Well, yeah, but that's good for the bookies.
Okay.
It's good for business. I'm not saying anything is legal here.
Okay.
I'm not the Gaming Commission,
right.
So I have no idea what they're talking
about. Okay.
But there are 1 to 2 favorites of Bret Michaels being the banana.
Okay.
Which I think would be very... I mean, it's nice that we're dusting him off and putting him back on TV, because I haven't seen him since Rock of Love.
And if you want to bring back Rock of Love...
We'd be honored.
That's fine.
Thank you.
Yeah.
In fact, if we could just bring up the whole TV lineup of 2004 through 2007.
Yes.
That's all that's on TV from now on.
Yeah.
We'll just pretend like everything's not happening.
We could just go back.
I love it. I love it. They also gave pretty good odds to Brad Paisley and Jason Bateman, whom I would love.
Jason, there's no way. Those are too big of names, both of them.
But they also have said that due to the popularity of the show, and with this season having aired just after the Super Bowl, there's a good chance that they got some big, big, big names. And Jason Bateman has been promoting Ozark pretty hard lately.
I would bet it would be his sister. What's her name? Jessica Bateman?
I don't...
It's some...
The dollar store Bateman.
Yeah, before it's Jason Bateman.
I don't know. I can see Jason. Jason Bateman also just does a lot of projects because he thinks it's funny.
True.
You know, I think I'd see him do that. I don't know anything about Brad Paisley, though.
So. Ryan Reynolds did a season of The Masked Singer in, was it Japan? Yeah, you and I watched those clips.
Years ago. Yeah. Before Masked Singer was even an American show, it was a Japanese show. And he just happened to go there and sing The Sun Will Come Out Tomorrow.
So funny.
It's so good. And that's your Showbiz Beat.
Thank you, Jackson. We are going to play the celebrity birthday game. But before we get to that, we have a keyword to give to you. You take this keyword, and I'll tell you what to do with this keyword. You enter it in at mix1051utah.com.
Not what I thought keyword. You were going to say.
And that's how you can enter in for the laptop giveaway, 9, noon, and 5. The keyword today is blog. Jackson, how does one spell the word blog?
Spell
the word blog.
That would be B as in boy, L-O-G, blog.
Monroe, can you use the word blog in a sentence for all of us?
Yeah, so this morning when my alarm clock went off and I wiped the drool from my face, I realized that it was on my pillow in a big blog.
Nope.
Okay.
Swing and a miss. A blog. Do you know where the word blog comes from?
I do not.
I didn't know this. This blew my mind.
Okay.
So if you don't know, a blog back in the day was just basically an online diary.
Yeah.
It was called a web log, like the captain's log, but on the web, and it just got shortened from weblog to blog.
Oh, weblog. Yeah, that makes sense. Weblog.
Yeah. There you go. There's some much needed information.
That's a fun fact for you.
Video log.
Very fun fact. Let's play the birthday game.
Yeah.
All right, celebrity birthday game. We celebrate the celebrities' birthdays who are today, and we play Price is Right rules, meaning that if you go over, you are out. Always better to go under. We've got Monroe.
Yo.
We've got producer Danny. We've got Jackson.
Hello.
And yesterday, of course, we all remember that Danny won.
I won.
Jackson won.
I slaughtered yesterday.
Oh, you did slaughter yesterday.
I did a great job.
No.
Well, since we're going to start with you, why don't we say a very happy birthday to Harry Potter star. Emma Watson.
Hey, happy birthday, Emma.
Emma Watson, also a Belle in Beauty and the Beast.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what else she's done.
She went to Brown.
She went to Brown.
Yeah. Smart, educated woman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's a model.
And honestly,
Entrepreneur.
Every dude coming of age in the 2000s, that was their crush. Everyone's just like, oh, Emma Watson's all I heard about for so. Emma Watson.
I'll say this about her career on Harry Potter. When she started, I found her to be an over actor. But
when she was 11.
But seriously, as she continued on, she was the strongest actor on
That's the problem with the kids' shows. You never know.
Can you imagine John, like, watching Harry Potter and elbowing Jen, just like, oh, yeah, somebody's overacting.
This 14-year-old.
Do you guys not do that?
No.
No.
I don't mock children.
Oh, really? Really?
Listen, I mock adults.
Oh. Yeah.
I mock every adult on the television.
No, they're too big. I like to mock the children. Emma Watson, it's her birthday. How old is she? Jackson.
I'm going to say, so I know she's around my age. I'm going to say that she is 32 today, John.
32, Monroe.
I think you went over, man.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Right.
I'm going to say 29.
Danny.
Oh. 30.
30 exactly.
Oh, yeah.
2 points for Danny. As we say a happy birthday to one Seth Rogen.
Hey, I love Seth Rogen.
So knocked up.
Uh-huh.
Neighbors. 40-year-old virgin. It's been in the mall.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to need you guys to stop making fun of my husband. Thank you.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Huh.
Oh, I love Seth. I like funny guys. That's my kryptonite. I love Seth Rogen.
Seth Rogen, if you don't follow his mom on Twitter, you're missing out. Yeah.
She's the best.
It's Seth Rogen's birthday. How old is he, Monroe?
Ooh.
42.
42. Danny.
40.
40. Jackson.
I think he's older than that. 43.
38, you all went over. No one gets a point.
Oh, he does not age well.
That's a hard 38.
Stop making fun of Evan.
Leave him alone. You guys are so rude.
Happy birthday, Macy Williams.
Maisie Williams.
It's not Macy. Come on.
Oh, yeah, it's me. She's the one with the bad name.
Arya Stark.
Arya Stark on HBO's Game of Thrones. She was in a Super Bowl commercial this year. Where she sang, she sang a song. Or she rapped. It was a car commercial.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
That's all I've got from Maisie
Williams.
Well,
I'm glad they spent that money so well getting her into their commercial.
So I was looking her up this morning trying to see what other shows like I can reference. She's really stepped away from acting, and she is big in investing in internet startups.
Oh, really?
That's where she's putting a lot of her
cool.
money. Yeah. Maisie Williams, it's her birthday. How old is she? Danny.
She's my age, 23.
23, exactly.
No way! Are you kidding?
Yeah.
You got 2 today.
Danny has 4 points. You guys have 0 points.
I'm aware.
As we go into the final one, anyone's game.
It's worth 10 points, the final one.
We don't play that anymore after, due to the complaints that we were receiving. Happy birthday, Emma Thompson.
Emma Watson and Emma Thompson are born on the same day.
Yes.
I get them confused in my head constantly.
How is that possible?
Not the way that they look, but their names are essentially the same.
Okay.
They're both British ladies.
Son at the end.
Yeah.
Emma Thompson has won 2 Academy Awards.
And marries every old dude she comes across.
She's been in Love Actually. My favorite movie ever. She was in Nanny McPhee. She was in Sense and Sensibility.
I know.
I was going.
Don't talk to me about Jane Austen, okay? I know all about it.
Emma Thompson, it's your birthday today. Jackson, how old is Emma? Not Watson.
Thompson. I'm going to say Emma Thompson is 35.
35. Monroe.
Wow, he's like way off, right?
Okay. Way off.
Am I?
Yeah, way off.
Am I still thinking of Emma Watson?
Yes. Yeah, you are. You are still thinking.
I don't honestly know enough about Emma Thompson.
I was going to say
she's
like
a dame now.
She's like
60.
I'm sorry. No, you're
99. No. I'm going to say 51.
51. Danny. 61. Danny wins.
61.
Dude.
Danny destroyed all of you.
Danny, great work today.
That was embarrassing.
Top-notch work,
Danny. Oh, my gosh. Before we get to Monroe's pocket full of sunshine, yesterday I was opening up a new bottle of hand sanitizer, and as I was flipping it around, it decided just to spray all over my face.
It didn't spray. It just shot. It came at you hard and fast.
And who do you think would be the worst person to have in the office with you if something like that were to happen to you?
Mary Tyler Moore.
Okay, yeah, that would be terrible because she's a beast of a person to be around.
For real.
But besides Mary Tyler Moore, who would it be?
Monroe, obviously.
Yeah, oh my gosh.
I'll bet it was a nightmare. Yeah.
Was it the highlight of your day? I assume it was.
Oh, pretty much, you know? Just watching. Like, he got shot with hand sanitizer in the eye.
Oh my gosh.
And he just sat there with his eyes closed, and I was like, oh yeah, he's going to open his eyes. Any second, it's going to hurt. And he opens his eyes. Like, oh, this is great.
It was strong, too. That hand sanitizer, that was 100% legit alcohol.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't like a percentage at all.
But then I just told him, I walked him through it. I'm like, your eyes are clean, man. You're fine. Your eyes are clean.
That was her answer. There's no germs in your eyes now.
You might be blind, but good news. You can still smell and taste and all the things.
Well, that was Monroe's pocket full of sunshine. But if you need something, we got you covered, Monroe.
Really, really cool local story. So a lot of people, I mean, especially with the announcement that came down yesterday about school just being canceled for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
You think about the seniors. Like, this is their year. You know what I'm saying? Like, they've worked so hard. And you get up to this point and, you know, senior year is a blast. Senior year is really fun. And then you have this pandemic.
Prom.
Graduation.
If you've been training all 4 years in a sport,
Yeah.
Not being able to do that.
No playoffs.
No. Yeah. My sister is a senior in high school down in California, and she doesn't get to do any of this. She's just sitting at home. I feel so bad for her.
Yeah. It really is. It's sad.
Yeah.
So there was one student body president from Taylorsville. His name is Mark Lopez, and he decided he wanted to make a video just kind of like uniting everybody, right? Like, he's a senior. He was feeling bad for himself, but then started thinking about other people. So he reached out to student body presidents all across the state and ended up making this video. Here's how it starts out.
Dear Utah, what a time to be alive. Who knew that we'd be caught in the midst of a global crisis?
Oh my gosh, the music alone. I don't want to hear it.
I know, but like then it goes into these different student body presidents just reading from all across the state, like all walks of life, from Penguich, you know, to Orem, you know, all these different high schools, and these presidents wearing their class sweaters and just kind of talking it out to other seniors and trying to motivate them a little bit.
We all have a mutual friend who has a senior in high school right now. Mm-hmm. And since prom was canceled, the father dressed up in a suit, and they had a mini prom at their house over the weekend.
That's cute.
Stop it.
Yeah, it was the sweetest thing. She had some video of the dad and the daughter dancing, and they strung lights like out in the like the driveway. And that it was like so sweet. Yeah, it is. It was really tender.
Very tender.
Yeah.
Good word.
I love that.
We got to find things to do to make sure you still have making memories and
that's the thing
positive.
Is make memories.
Yeah.
Gotta help these kids make their memories.
Monroe, what are you feeling today for not a throwback song, but a make me happy song?
You changed it today. I'm glad.
Yeah.
Good job.
I'm working on it.
You're learning.
Uh-huh.
You can be taught.
Yes.
Let's do a fight song. Right?
The Rachel Platten?
Oh,
yeah.
Rachel. You're in trouble.
Oh, man.
Speaking of making memories.
Oh, man.
One of my favorite memories.
We were kicking off the inaugural season of your very own Utah Royals FC.
I mean, with like world champion.
Yeah.
Soccer players, right?
Yes.
These women.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're cool. They're the best. They're the baddest.
And we put everything into it. We were the official station.
Official station.
We brought in Rachel Platten.
We were bringing in Rachel Platten to sing the national anthem at this huge event.
She gets up there to sing the song.
No.
Go ahead.
First, she arrives on site. And we're all working the event, right? Mm-hmm. We're helping out. And she arrives on site. We're like, oh, Rachel Platten's here.
Rachel's here.
Oh, my gosh. She's here. Yeah. And then they start talking about she won't sound check. She doesn't want to do the sound check.
She says she's got it. It's the national
anthem. She doesn't
want
to do the sound check.
Everyone knows the words.
She doesn't want to do the sound check.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Denies the sound check.
And then the big moment comes, and I have Ella there because Ella and Ike, this is their song. This is their favorite song.
Yeah.
And they're there. They're front row, and they are watching Rachel Platten walk out onto this field to sing the national anthem. Crowd goes silent. Go ahead.
She forgets the words, not once, twice.
Not twice.
Not thrice.
Nope. And then she asks the entire stadium for help on remembering.
Meanwhile.
Go ahead.
No, please.
Oh, we have hired these Apache helicopters.
They're huge.
To fly over the stadium as she crescendos the song.
Yeah, and the home of the brave.
Firework, flag.
So, you know, they're coming in hot, right? Because this is all timed out for TV. And all of a sudden, someone must have said to them, she's not there yet. She doesn't know the words. Abort, abort.
Circle.
I'm watching these Apache helicopters slam on the brakes in air as they skid sideways.
They're going sideways to try to waste time.
Meanwhile, people in the city of Sandy have no idea why there are enormous war helicopters circling their neighborhoods.
Yes.
So that's got to be terrifying as well.
To me, the highlight is the helicopters.
I know. She finally got it out, though.
She did.
Which was, you know.
After the crowd booed.
20 minutes later.
Yeah. And she was paid in full for that, so.
And she made it on ESPN.
You know, and TMZ.
TMZ as well.
Yeah.
You're
I
welcome.
See this footage.
Oh, it's the best.
It's good. I need to see this.
Here she is. She's our very own Pocket Full of Sunshine. So, you know, we're not having fun with this whole social distancing, quarantine thing that's happening right now.
What?
People are getting frustrated. And we're not even in a hard lockdown.
Right.
Mm-hmm. We're in a, hey, be cool, Utah kind of lockdown.
Let's all be cool.
My husband and I are at the point where we're like, I've never noticed that mole on your face.
Just staring at each other. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah. Huh.
Me and my roommate found ourselves just staring. Yeah. We were looking at the wall, mm-hmm. and then we realized that the TV wasn't on, and neither one of us had said anything for probably a half hour. Sure. Not looking at our phones. We just, we died. Like, just died and came back. We're like, oh, okay, that was a break.
Yeah, my boyfriend keeps asking me, like, if he can go ride his bike or do stuff. I'm like, just
get
go.
Get out of my face.
Just go.
Just leave. Fine, at this point, take on the virus.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you think it's hard here, it's much harder in Australia. Mm. They have clamped
down.
Oh, yeah. Dude, also, they had bushfires.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Those poor people. Uh-huh.
Well, an Australian couple was fined $2,000 because authorities thought that they violated the coronavirus lockdown rules.
Mm.
You're saying, well, how does that happen? Well, this family posted photos, which were throwback pictures of a while ago, and the officers there in Australia were scrolling around on Facebook looking for people bragging about, hey, look how we're outside. And they thought this family was outside. It took 3 weeks. They just got their money back. Yeah.
Oh,
they had to pay the fine.
They paid it?
Yeah.
Oh.
It sounds like over there, they...
I would love for the United States government to try to tell me what I can and can't post on Facebook.
Right.
I would love for them to try. So honestly, at this point.
And here's the best part about it. The authorities are still insisting that we're not monitoring social media accounts to find quarantine rule breakers.
Liars.
You just did.
Yeah.
You literally just
That's some real Big
did.
Brother dystopian nonsense.
Right?
Ooh,
I knew you would
love
that.
I would have paid them anything.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
I would have paid them one swift kick to the teeth. I'll tell you that much.
Australia, man. Can we talk about something that happened off air yesterday that we weren't able to talk about on air?
I don't know.
I was asking Jackson if he was ready to do something.
Oh. Oh, this. No, you didn't ask. You just kind of threw it at me. You're like, hey, let's go live on YouTube. You didn't get my attention. Be like, hey, buddy, real quick.
Uh-huh.
And so I responded the way that I respond.
And that response was?
I was looking at dolphins.
You were
Sorry.
Looking at dolphin yeah. videos.
Sorry, I didn't already have the YouTube stream up.
I was looking at
pictures of dolphins.
In fact, we happen to always be recording when we're here in the studio in another room. So even when it's not on air, it's still recording somewhere. Here is that exchange for you. Oh, do you want to go on YouTube?
Mm, yes. Sorry. Looking at dolphins.
I don't know. How do you want me to respond to that?
I'm fine. I don't need a response. Yeah. Thank you, though. Your response is not warranted or wanted, actually.
Why were you looking at dolphins?
I don't know. It showed up on my... Now he's questioning me as to why I was looking at pictures of dolphins when he's the one who just threw things at me without any attention.
You said it so normal, as if this is just a normal thing that
people
do.
Oh, sorry, I was looking at dolphins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's 9 o'clock, my dolphin time.
Yeah. My dolphin time, man. In fact, I'm 24 minutes behind on my dolphin time right now.
Just a quick look behind the curtains of what happens here on
It's
the
great,
show.
Dude. I just sit back and watch like, oh, man. At least it's not me.
Are you ready for my amazing fact of the day?
Yeah.
So the mortar used in the Great Wall of China.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what keeps the bricks together, right? Included sticky rice.
I thought you were going to say something else.
And they say that one of the reasons that this wall has stayed together so well over the years is because of the sticky rice.
Oh, I love sticky rice.
I believe that.
It just got harder and harder.
Have you tried to scrub rice out of a pan that you didn't cook?
My
you
gosh.
Didn't clean the same night?
Yeah.
Good luck.
Yeah.
Throw the pan away. Start over. Change your name.
I'm a big fan of soaking.
Yeah.
You just leave things for days.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
it just disappears.
Uh-huh.
Dude.
But that's actually because someone in the house cleaned your dishes for you.
I know.
Yeah.
Crazy thought.
No, you just leave it there, and then like the fairies at night come and
nope.
they clean it for you.
No, mm-mm.
My husband has a real talent of being able to balance it over the entire sink, like the casserole dish.
Oh yeah,
and then leave it. So then when I go to encounter the sink
uh-huh.
in order to do anything in the sink, wash my hands or anything, I have to clean out this dish first.
It's brilliant. He's got it down. He gets it. You know, my wife asked what's upstairs, and I said, I don't think the stairs talk. What's upstairs?
What's upstairs?
I don't think the stairs.
Hey, what's upstairs?
What's upstairs?
What's up? Yeah, I got you.
What's up, dog? Dad joke!
2 out of 5. I'll give you a little bit of credit for that one.
2 out of 5?
Right. Not bad.
2 out of 5?
Wow.
It was submitted to me.
Wow.
It was submitted
well,
to me.
I just saw two fingers just now.
That cut, man. That
well,
hurt.
That, I hate to talk trash on our listeners, but yeah. That listener needs a better joke, TBH.
I feel like that listener was setting me up for failure.
I think that's so, maybe.
Let's get to the stories that did not make it on air. Monroe's was on air, so what do you got, Jackson?
Oh, gets a really great question. My story mm-hmm. comes to us from the UK. There's a woman in England mm-hmm. who is in a relationship, but she's not in a traditional relationship, not the way that you and I understand it between human people. She is in a long-term relationship with a 92-year-old chandelier. I'm gonna swing. She got really into Sia, I think.
Sure, and then who hasn't?
But, I mean, they've actually been along together a long, long time. So,
I feel like she was, you know, like she moved into this house and it was, she had a couple husbands that came and went and, you know, but the chandelier was always there.
Oh, okay.
And then there was an earthquake and it withstood the earthquake. And mm-hmm. so then she was just like, you know what? You know who's never going to let me down? That guy.
See, I like to imagine that one of her husbands is treating her real bad. So she took a sword, chopped the rope down that obviously suspends the chandelier and dropped it, killed her husband. Uh-huh. It was an accident.
You're both wrong.
Oh.
I have her story.
If oh, you
you'd
do?
Like to hear
you have the
how she met
I am excited
oh, yes.
the
out.
Chandelier. And also, I believe in this,
the
she
chandelier.
Tells the name of the chandelier.
Oh, I'm excited. Tell me more.
There you go.
I'm in love with chandeliers, and I'm making a commitment to my favorite one, Lumiere. Ooh. I first fell in love with chandeliers 3 years ago. When I walked into an antique shop and saw Luna over there looking at me, and I just had to have her. And from then, my love for them has blossomed into something totally amazing and something I never realized or imagined could ever happen to me.
Did you catch the chandelier's name?
Luna.
No.
Lumiere.
Luna was the ex.
Oh, Luna was the ex.
Uh-huh.
Okay, okay.
That was the
Lumiere.
Yeah, Lumiere is the one that she is.
To be sure.
Yes.
Sure. So she's in this long-term relationship with this chandelier, Lumiere, and says that they will eventually marry. Now, the problem is that when you say outrageous things like this, the media is going to pick up on it.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Which is what happened. So a newspaper, the Metro UK, did a story on her in which they called... They called her in the chandelier Dim and Dimmer, which I thought was very funny.
That's
wow.
funny.
But that's, now...
That was way better than your dad joke.
Dim and Dimmer.
Ouch.
Yeah, somebody needs to give that writer a raise, because that is solid.
Yeah.
So she filed a... she filed a lawsuit against them for defamation, because...
What?
I know.
Are you kidding
I
me?
I know. Defamation of character. Uh-huh.
You can't say you want to marry a chandelier and then be upset when someone mocks you about
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of the point, right?
Yeah.
Like, at some point... No, I don't think you should be able to go out and say things to people to get them fired or whatever. But if you want to call someone dumb, I feel like that should be your right as a human being. Because right. guess what? Some people are really dumb.
They just need to be told that they are.
Yeah, they yeah. don't know. Here's a secret about being dumb. You don't know.
Mm-mm.
You have no idea.
No.
And then when you find out, it hurts your feelings. Trust me. So the judge got the case and was like, nope. And just dismissed it immediately. Was
good.
Just like, I'm not dealing with this. You're not in love with a chandelier. You're even if you are, it doesn't matter.
Uh-huh.
Get out of my court.
Oh, man. Mine was... something that scares me. Because imagine waking up inside a body bag.
No,
nope.
No, sir.
I don't want
yep.
to.
That's what happened to a woman in Paraguay. She went into the doctor due to an elevated blood pressure. And she was transported to the San Fernando Clinic, where they declared her dead and said, send her off to a local funeral home.
Sure.
The death was actually confirmed by a doctor 2 hours after she was admitted. And her husband and daughter were advised of her death. And the husband says that his wife's body was just handed to him like an animal with a death certificate. So here you go.
Figure it out.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cute. That's a good look.
So he took this bag over to the funeral home with the death certificate and was like, this is my wife.
Can you imagine like slamming on your brakes? That's all I'm picturing. This body like in the back of the truck.
My gosh.
Careful with your mother.
My gosh, you guys.
The funeral home had her in there, which, again, this is always scares me because, you know, it's like one person by themselves down in the basement.
Mm-hmm.
And she sits up.
And it's an awfully quiet yes! place to work. That's for sure.
It's when you have a heart attack and you die. So
good news. I'm already at the funeral
home. It's a short drive. There you go. Thanks for listening to our podcast. Rate, review, subscribe.
Please.
Tell a friend about it. And we'll have a brand new episode back tomorrow. Bye-bye.